Name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Today we're blessed to have a special visitor. We wait year from year to year for Abuna Abraham, who was a beloved, not only son of this church, but a father of this church. Abuna Abraham is somebody that served here. And ever since I came here, and as I work with servants and as I work with leaders, I always tell them, you know, how did you get to this? They say, Abuna Abraham inspired me, or Abuna Abraham discipled me. So I think it's a big blessing for us to have him today. The series that we're covering in these next 4 weeks or so is the series about being weird. And Abuna Abraham is very, 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 very weird. But in the good kind of way. He's the weird that I've been talking about, that I talked about last week, and he's the weird that we're talking about in this series. And this is why we really, really are excited to have him today. Just want to sum up what we talked about last week. If you missed last week, let me just kind of review. We looked at last week at the teachings of Jesus, where he showed us very clearly that there's two types of roads. There's a broad and wide road that leads to destruction and death. And then there's a narrow path that leads to life. And we talked about many are on the broad road, and the people on the broad road are going towards destruction. And there are very few people who you find on that narrow path, and those are the weird people. Those are the weird and strange people that God is calling us to be. He's calling us to be different than all. I used to find comfort in being with the crowd. I'm sure all of you find comfort in being like everybody else, not sticking out like a sore thumb, not being weird. We find comfort in that. And if everybody's going this way, we kind of assume that it's just the right way to go. But when you have the courage to move from the broad path to the narrow path, it's then that people who are on the broad road are going to say, you're weird. But they're going to find comfort in the fact that you're weird because normal isn't working. Normal isn't working. And we talked about that last week. What's normal for America? Normal for America is divorce. Normal for America is paycheck to paycheck, debt, broken relationships, depression, anxiety. That's normal for America. It's funny, when you go to third world countries where people ain't got nothing and they have no hope of getting anything, they're not stressed, they're not depressed, they don't have anxiety about what's going to happen tomorrow. But when you come to a country where everybody's got everything, everybody's got some type of issue. I want each and every one of us to believe that God has something better than a normal life and that we want it. I don't want to be an average Joe. I want to be different and I want to be weird. Is the PowerPoint not working? Okay, PowerPoint's not working. Well, it's perfect because Abuna Abraham is coming. He doesn't have a PowerPoint and we kind of just put him on the spot today. So Abuna Abraham, come up here and share something with us. Let's give him our attention. To put you on the spot. Let me get you a microphone.
So it looks like we're doing it just like in Africa. I have nothing prepared today. So I'm going to stand up here and ask God to lead something. So Abuna gave me a quick intro that's saying that this is for people who are weird, so that's why you put me up here. I don't know. But Abuna's right, really, like, you know, I don't know if you felt like this before, but like, growing up, I felt like somehow I was always different. I don't know if you felt like that. I don't feel like sometimes I fit in with everybody else. And you know, at a young age in high school and things like that, I never fit in really. And I felt like I always had to either be like them, the people around me, or just be weird. And at that time, maybe sometimes I wanted to be like them, and I didn't want to feel like I had to be different. And even when I started working, all of us, I'm sure, feel the same way, that like everyone is doing, like going to happy hours, doing these things, and we feel that we should also be like them. Like, so, like Abuna was saying, to be different, to be weird, or to be unique is something that most Christians maybe don't do and should do. And I think that's something we need to pray for, and we need to change. And most of us are comfortable just like fitting in. I think we would agree that just fitting in is easier. You know, I don't want to be spotted. I don't want to, like, when we look in the crowd, no one wants to be the one like with a different funny outfit. We want to like blend in. Most people here are wearing, like, you can see, like, wearing black and blue, and we just fit right in. No one wants to be like, we want to just like we want to blend in. And this is, maybe it's our nature, I don't know. But I don't think when God put his engineering in you and was fine-tuning you and making you, I don't think he made you to be like everybody else and to speak like everybody else and to look like everybody else. You know, every one of us looks different. You know, everyone, you know, is unique. So if God created us to be unique and different, then what happened to us? Why do we all blend in? Why do we all look the same now? Why do we go to work and we do everything that everybody else is doing? Why do, when we leave work, we gather around and do the same things? You know? So there's something special and something great in being different and being unique. And, you know, I didn't have time to think about anything, but the first person that came to mind was Daniel. If you have your Bibles, or if we have, like, the Word of God, we can put it up from Daniel. Throughout the book of Daniel, you can see in him is someone who was against the grain and who was unique, and great things came from it. So let's look at Daniel chapter 1 really quick. I'll talk for a few minutes, and I'm going to pass it back to Abuna Paul, and we'll go from there. But how do we be different? How do we be unique? Look at Daniel. You guys know the story very well. There's a man who was a follower of God who was taken to Babylon. He was taken to another place. He's taken captive. And there, as you know the story very well, I'm not teaching you anything. And there, you know the story very well, that he was carried away and he was even given a new name, right? Let's even look quickly. Verse 6 and verse 7. It says, now from among those of sons of Judah were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. To them the chief of the eunuchs gave them names. He gave them Daniel the name Belteshazzar, Hananiah, Shadrach, to Mishael, Meshach, and to Azariah, Abednego. Okay. So right away, they were taken captive, given new names, new identity. You're going to be like this. That's who you are. That's who you are. You are Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. You are Belteshazzar. That's who you are. Okay? So now I should start acting like the people of the land. Every one of us here sometimes is given a new identity. We go to work, they say, you are, this is your job, this is your responsibility, this is who you are, and you're going to be sitting with this person. And everyone wants to make us and give us a new identity. Just like here. It's very easy for them to do what everybody else is doing. Everyone there is drinking, eating, having fun, joining in. And it's easy for Daniel and the three youth to do the same thing. Right? But as you can see in verse 8, it says, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Is that verse ours or not? Is that verse ours or not? You can say what you want. We're living in captivity in Babylon. Everything everybody else is doing, you don't know, but we're doing the same thing. What makes you set apart from everybody else? What makes you unique? Everyone wants you to be as they want you to be, but who are you really? You have to be able to say no. I don't care if everyone is drinking, eating, having fun, doing what they want to do. I want to be different, unique, weird, crazy, as Abuna was saying. Strange. In a good way. So, what happened at the end of this chapter? I'm not going to take too much of your time. I'm not here to give you like a long lecture or anything like that. But at the end, what was said about them? Of course we know because Daniel and the three youth decided to be separate, they were shown to be stronger. They decided not to eat the foods. Of course we know the story where he's like stronger and even more fresh than the rest of them. But what we don't see too much is the end of chapter 1. Look at verse 17 to 20. Let's look together. As for these four young men, God gave them knowledge and skill in all literature and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Now at the end of the days, when the king had said that they should be brought in, the chief of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. Then the king interviewed them, and among them all, none was found like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore they served before the king. And all the matters of wisdom and understanding about which the king examined them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers who were in all his realm. What does that show you? By Daniel making himself to be different and unique, God gave him what? Wisdom, understanding. He was what? 10 times more wise and knowledgeable than the people around. God gave him more. When you decide to be unique and different in your environment, God will give you more. God will give you more understanding, more wisdom, more everything. This is an example of that. Look, throughout the book of Daniel, I don't want to go through the whole book of Daniel today, the same thing happens. The same thing over and over again. Of course, we know the three youth in the fire. We know when they said to Daniel that you shouldn't pray for 30 days, he prayed for 30 days. He made himself unique and different throughout. And at the end, you know what God gave him? Promotion. God gave him more, like brought him higher in his life. So it's not just in the spiritual life that he's given. He's given also in his physical life. He became the top, right? After the king. The king gave him all the reign, all the power. So you can fit right in, or you can stand out and God will give you more. Look, like I said earlier, not many of us want to stand out. But I'm wondering what God wants to bring out of you. If you want to be a carbon copy of your friend, we'll never see how great things can come from you. At some point in our lives, we have to say, I wonder what God has for me. There's got to be something more, something different. Like I told you earlier, you know, at some point in my life, I felt like I was tired of being like everybody else. I always felt different. And I tried very hard in my young days to be like everybody else. And I was tired of that. It's hard work to be like everybody else. Truly, it's really hard work to try to be like somebody else. But finally, I have felt comfortable in my own shoes, the shoes that God made for me, and started walking in them. And I felt like God, that's the first time in my life that I felt like peace and understanding and wisdom, and like things became more clear to me. So I pray for you to be willing to allow God to make you different and unique, because you are. You are different. And it's okay to say that. I'm different. I'm unique. I'm strange. It's okay. It's better to be that than to be like everybody else. So we'll keep praying for one another. I don't have much more to say. I'll pass it to Abuna. I don't know if Abuna is going to come back up here or he's going to leave me stranded or not. But let's make this a prayer. A prayer that God would give me courage to be who I'm supposed to be and to be different, to be unique, and not worry about the pressure from others. Thank God Daniel didn't worry about the pressures from others. He could have bowed down when he was supposed to bow down. He could have worshipped when he could have worshipped. But instead, he decided not to do that. If people are going to a place that's not good for you, it's okay for you not to go there. If people are speaking a certain way, it's okay for you not to speak like them. Okay? It's okay. It's okay to be like that. But I think the problem with Christianity is there's not enough Christians being Christian and unique. Because Christianity is unique. You know, when people used to see Christians, that's the people on the way. They said, oh, that person's Christian. That person belongs to Jesus. They would see it. But nowadays, we can't see it. Like, if you're at work, can anybody say that you're Christian? That you're unique? Oh, yes, that person, Joe right there, or what's his name right there, is Christian. No, maybe not. I don't know. But you should be who you are supposed to be. Be comfortable in the shoes that God put you in wherever you are. Don't make shoes for work and shoes for home and shoes for church and shoes, and you just keep changing your shoes and go into a different, and to be different everywhere. No. Be different. Be strange. It's a good thing. Be comfortable in who you are, who God created you to be. Okay? Maybe we can have some questions. I don't want to bore you, but I'm here if you have any questions. We can talk about things. Maybe I didn't cover something you want to know about. Like, feel free to ask any questions. If not, I'm just going to pass it back to Abuna, and he can continue maybe this series. So any questions? Any thoughts? Is it practical we're saying, or saying it's okay, Abuna's just preaching about being different or whatever? You know? Let me give you a practical story. You know, when I first went to Zambia, I went into the compound. Really, it's a true story. One of the compounds in the village. And I went to greet the people, and like, this is a true story. People in that village, I don't think they've ever seen a person who looks like me wearing black, maybe in that village. And they started screaming and shouting and running away from me. So I said, what's going on here? What's going on? Why are they screaming and shouting? Has something happened? And later on, the deacons were telling me, no, because look at you. You have this long beard, and you're wearing black, and they're scared of you. They think you're Satan. So I'm being honest. It's what they said. So and then as we're going from house to house, the same thing was happening. But something inside of me, I didn't feel like it's easy for me to say, okay, let me just take off this robe. Maybe I will stop scaring them. But this is who I am. This is how I'm walking. This is who, like, I can't change that. I have to be comfortable who I am. God made me to be a priest in Africa and to walk and look like this and to share with people. This is how he made me. And now I'm comfortable in my own shoes. But are you comfortable in who you are? Because we're always afraid to walk in that way. Let's be honest. Once you have a chance to say something to someone, to encourage someone, to even to live a holy life. To live a holy life nowadays is very difficult. To live a holy life means you have to stop doing a lot of things. You have to avoid a lot of things. You have to focus on a lot of things. This is different, unique. But at the end of the day, you're going to look different. Like when people see you, you're going to radiate. You're going to glow. You're going to shine. And this is how you can impact the people in this world. Thank God now that village is okay. They know who we are. And they love us. And we love them. And everything is okay. But in the beginning, it's am I willing to stand out and be different? And now that many people in that village know who Jesus is. But what about your village? What about your work? Do they know who God is or not? Are you willing to stand out to be different? And maybe you don't have to go preaching and hollering up at them, but you can be a light. You can be, like, if you are following Jesus in a holy way, you're going to shine on everyone around you. People see you and say, that person is great. I love that person. But if you look like them, you have no impact in this world. You have no effect in this world. You're just a carbon copy of everyone outside. You can't. That's nothing. So be willing to be unique and different. It's really comfortable, by the way. Your whole life, you're trying to be like everybody else, trying to fit in. Who cares? Be who you are. Be who God made you to be. And I promise you, you will impact this world. Don't live your whole life doing nothing for anybody else. Impact people. Okay? Live a holy life. That is different and unique and crazy, isn't it? Right? That's living a holy life by itself is different. Telling people about who Christ is, it's crazy. But they need it. It's crazy, but they need it. So let's pray for us after this series to be transformed, to start to look different in your workplace, in your family. When you go home, how does your husband or wife or your children or whatever think of you? Are you different? Are you like everybody else, like just a normal husband or a normal wife or a normal father or a normal mother? Or are you something unique to them? Even in your homes, are you different? So God is calling you to be unique, crazy, different, whatever word you want to use for a reason, to impact your families, impact your friends, and impact your communities. It's what you're supposed to do. Daniel did that. Joseph did that. Everybody here did that. But I think sometimes we think the Bible is just, like we were saying before, the Bible's a fairy tale. The Bible's like stories. We talk about Noah and Moses. It's a fairy tale. It's like stories we tell people, but we never believe it. We just tell people a lot of stories, and we say, well, this is good stories about Jesus, and he fed the multitudes, and we tell stories. This is wrong. This is a story of people who lived and what they did, how unique they were, but what's your story? What's your story now? You should have a story. You should be like them. I should be like them. Okay? There are shoes for you to fill. Be comfortable in them. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. God made you unique when he engineered and designed you. Walk in that way. Okay? Like we know in Ephesians 2:10, he created you for good works. We should walk in them. We should walk in them. We should be unique. Like we start walking now. Okay? Let's see what happens to this world when you start being who you're supposed to be. Okay? So pray for me and I'll pray for you. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Any questions before I give it to Abuna? Okay, stand from prayer. Look, when we pray now, let's not make it a normal prayer. You're standing before God. Close your eyes. Everyone close your eyes. Don't look at the gym hoops and the wall. Just like close your eyes and focus on the King of Kings and focus on him. That let's ask him, What do you want of me, God? I'm tired of being like everybody else. I'm tired of going from coffee shop to coffee shop. I'm tired of going from movie to movie. I'm tired of just, that's my life. Let's hang out with each other and do nothing. I'm tired of going to work and doing nothing and receiving nothing. I'm tired of going home and my life is the same as every. Like, we should be tired of that life. You know, I was tired of that life. You should be tired of that life. You should want something different, something more. And that something more is actually what God has been planned for you from the long time ago, from the beginning. Daniel did it. Many people who are standing here have done it. But many people who are standing here have still not ready to walk unique and walk to be different, to be holy. Let's pray for that now. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Lord, we thank you so much for this day. Thank you for this chance to come here and to share with my brothers and sisters, my father, to be here among this group, Lord, who's always eager to know you, always eager to follow you, always eager to learn and to listen, Lord. Let not this Light and Life meeting just be a time of hearing and time of listening, but a time of just moving and living the life that we heard. Lord, we heard so many things in these meetings. We come week after week to Light and Life, Lord, but help us to take it and practice it, Lord. Help us to shine in this world, to be different. Lord, we know that that's what you made us to be, Lord. We know that's how you've made us to be, Lord. Help us to come out of our shell, to come out and to walk in the shoes that you've designed for us. Lord, we love you. We thank you, Lord. We don't want today just to be words, but to be practical things we can do with you, Lord. We're going to leave here today, Lord, and speak different and act different and do different things and hang out with different people maybe, and even cut things in our life that is not good, Lord. Help us to be holy like you are holy, Lord. I thank you for Abuna Paul and his encouragement. I thank you for all the fathers here in this church. I thank you for this place, Lord, who's changing many lives, Lord. This church is changing many people. Please keep doing that. Today, Lord, in the hearts of everyone standing before you, Lord, touch their hearts right now, Lord. Don't let them leave and go back to their normal life. Let them say, no, this is time to have a unique and different life, Lord. Lord, we're asking transformation inside, not from the outside, but the inside, Lord. Please, we're begging you. We thank you so much for your love, your grace, your mercy. It's always coming to us, Lord. We honor you today. Forgive us, Lord, our many sins. Forgive us, Lord, for our secret sins. Forgive us, Lord, for our secret life. Forgive us for the words that we say out of our mouth that's not good. Forgive us for the thoughts that we think that are not pure. Please come and make them pure again, Lord. Make us holy, Lord, again. Make us whole again. Lord, we love you. We honor you. We ask this in your name, the intercession of St. Mary, St. Mark, St. Mina, all the saints. Lord, hear us as we thankfully say, Our Father, who art in heaven,